Thanks for calling the Palm Harbor Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status.
I'm COS agent.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Palm Harbor Home Depot, how may I direct your call?
Hi, can I speak to the COS agent over appliances?
Hold on for me 1 second. She's on the phone right now. As soon as she hangs up, I'll switch you over.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Sure. Hey, COS is still on that other call. Did you want to keep holding?
Can I? So it won't go to her voicemail?
Oh yeah, hold on, hold on.
Oh, you said her name is Celeste?
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. This is Nina at XPO Logistics. Are you the COS agent?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Debbie, I'm calling to get a trip charge PO created for Tech Brandon. He went out to do an AC install today for customer Fry, and he was unable to do the wall unit. He was unable to install the wall unit. He said he was unable to remove the existing AC. He said it's in concrete wall and unable to remove the trim also. Due to liability. He said the AC was on site, and that was the only job they had in that area. He's requesting a trip charge.
Okay. So how what was the original PO?
Okay. And I did put the customer's phone number in because it should have been a measure on it to check for that measure. The PO is, let's see. Of course, your store number 0247, and then 4740807 for J. Marshall Fry.
Okay, so let me get out of the screen. I'm right in the middle of an order, so give me a second.
Oh, not a problem. I'm glad I got you on the phone.
Yeah, I don't want you to disappear until I get finished here.
Oh, definitely not. I need this.
If you want money, you're going to wait.
That's right. Humble.
Okay. Poopy poopy. Well, I can't. Okay. Prince. This is crazy, crazy. Our computers are so slow, too. It's just strictly love. It's strictly a Valentine's present for me.
Oh, wonderful. But I surely hope, like, in a year or two that all the computers don't go down, because everybody's on the computers, and now we're experiencing more delays, you know, in processing on the computer than ever. And I've noticed that on different systems is actually happening. So I hope they got their thinking caps on about Corona and the communication.
Oh, God, Corona.
Corona has worn me out.
No, it's worn us all out.
I'm like, and then vaccine
that's
places.
That's a whole other thing.
That's a lot. These old folks I've never seen. We got a mall in our area that's closed down. That's a huge mall. It scared me when I went past there. I have never seen like a line. It's like the mall has four corners on it. All four corners. It's a snake line with people.
Oh, my goodness.
It's, and then the police is like everywhere around there. I said, I mean, you can't do nothing but look. Because I've never seen nothing like that.
Panic, too.
Yes. And then it's a line around the place. The cars are parked, like, off the median. I'm like, okay, where's the cutoff point?
So I see this. Okay, this PO. Oh, this is an online.
It is an online PO.
I don't know.
He said he bought it online.
Yeah, I don't know if I can. I guess I can do a trip charge. I don't know what else to do with this. I don't usually handle these, so.
And see, what we're doing is waiting on our, since it wasn't a measure, we would have knew this on the measure. It's only one PO for him. What we're doing is sending a message to our area manager to confirm that we can, you know, come out on a rescheduled date to do the installation, you know, because it's going to take a lot of time to, you know, remove the old unit and install the new unit. So we're waiting 24 hours for that update. Is he going to, it's going
to
be less than 24 hours.
I just need to give you just a trip charge, plain and simple.
For unable.
And we're just going to leave this scheduled, leave the original scheduled. Okay, so how much do you need for a trip charge?
It's $75.
$75, okay, that's what I thought XPO was.
Yeah, because it went up.
So let me see, can I do it or not?
You can do it. You can do it.
They're
the
not
going
to let me do it.
It's not going to let you do it.
No, because it's online. I cannot add or change this PO in any way. It has to go through online.
And how do I do that?
So you're going to have to call the 800 number. Now you might be able to call the .com number that handles our appliances, because XPO does the deliveries. So try that number first. Hmm. So that number.
You learned me some. .com, HomeDepot.com.
Yeah, so try 877.
Is this that number, HomeDepot.com?
No, this is another one. This is the Home Depot Contact Center for Appliances and .com. So see if they can help you or if you end up having to go back to online. But
okay.
They deal with online. So so try 877-961-6683. And what you'll need to do is give them, well, you probably have online information, right? The WG number?
Nope.
Okay, I'll let me give you that. It's WG 287-19508. They may need that number to refer. And if you do call online, you're going to need that anyway.
Okay.
But I cannot do anything money-wise to this order.
Okay. And what's the HomeDepot.com that's associated with that as well?
So HomeDepot.com is an 800 number. Let me tell you what that is. It is 1-800-466-3337.
So that's 3337.
Yeah, 3337.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I tried the .com first, the 877 number. They may be able to help you out.
Okay. Well, thank you, Debbie.
I'm so sorry I can't help you, but I did, kind of.
Okay, well, thank you. You did.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank you. This is Nina at XPM. Enjoy your day.
Bye.